K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, kids with K-State University here. Oh, man. Oh, good timing. Yeah, good timing. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Y'all know what it is. Whether that's football all the way to women's golf. I'm going to get into that here. Just a little while, but right now it's going to be a postcast, K-State baseball here in a minute. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, thank you so much again for taking time out of your morning to do so. Oh, man. that was interesting. Oh, man. Arizona State pulls it out late in the opening game of the three-game series. And I don't know what it is about first games for K-State, at least at home. But again, the common denominator is, okay, Columbia, you blew that game in the first game, the very first game of the homestand earlier in the year. And then later on here in what? March 21st, 2026. Oh, by the way, how about the start by Carlon, and then a late home run late by Arizona State gets it done for them as K-State loses 5-4 at Twin Family Stadium last night there in Arizona State. K-State was leading this game in the eighth inning. And then Arizona State pulls the big boy pants on and rallies back. And K-State could not punch back late there. And the Sun Devils get a win in. When I looked at it, I'm like, Arizona State, really? This is a while ago, not like recently, but a while ago. They used to be all right, pretty decent in baseball. Now I haven't kept track with Arizona State lately, you know, other stuff on. Where I was like, K-State should take care of them. But when I we were talking about the preview, was it yesterday or something like that? I'm like, oh, we might have something going here, because coming into this in the game last night, K-State had one more victory. These two teams have identical records, basically. And K-State had one more win better than Arizona State. Well, Arizona State ties that. So K-State loses at home in game one there, 5-4. And Arizona State now will have opportunity to clinch the series later on today at Twin Family Stadium. And K-State bounced back. Well, what happened to K-State late? We'll see what's here from Pete Hughes, what he has to say here. Quote, you'll have a couple of moments during a Friday night game in this conference where you have to capitalize, and we were unable to do that. Quote, we did a very good job against Cole Carlon, creating some offense. When you're at home, you want to have the lead late. We were able to do that with big hits by D and Carlos, but didn't play clean enough to sustain the lead and finish. Looking to play better in front of these great crowds and get back into the series tomorrow, which is today, end quote. Yeah, so, and Pete Hughes has mentioned this. Offense, clean baseball. That's what you need, and you're at home again. And, again, shout out K-State Nation for coming out, seeing the baseball team. So, we got that going on. But, yeah, K-State, they just lost their sixth game overall this of 2026. Now they fall to 500 there as we move into the box score here from last night here as Arizona State rallies late and comes back to defeat K-State. We have seen this. I feel like we've seen this lately from them. K-State has a lead late and they give it away. So I think this has come a common courtesy of K-State, and that's not good. When you got a lead, you're supposed to hold it. You're at least supposed to hold it. Well, at least lately. Was it Louisiana? No. We came back against Louisiana. It was another team. It was Houston. In the final game, we're leading against Houston, and then Houston pulled that 11-run eighth inning there. And so they could have swept that series from last week there. But Arizona State pulls it out inside the box scoring. K-State got the party started in the bottom of the third inning. And then Arizona State had the lead. They scored two in the fourth, two, one more in the fifth. They had a 3-1 lead. K-State tied it. And then, excuse me. And then they took the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. K-State did. And then the 2-run eighth inning was the difference maker of this ball game for Arizona State, as they win it 5-4. Arizona State, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. K-State, 4 runs, 7 hits, and yeah, 2 errors. Can't happen. Yeah. Skip with manager Pete Hughes talked about this a lot. At least this year, we talked about it. He had clean baseball. Well, 2 errors, not going to get it there. Sean Fitzpatrick getting the win for Arizona State, 2-0, and once again, Tazewell Butler. I literally just talked about bad luck before turning on the mic this morning. Tazewell Butler, another loss for him. He's now 0-2 of the season. Derek Schaefer picking up his third save for Arizona State in 2026. And we take a look at the pitching before we look in the offense here real quick. James Gannett was on the mound for K-State, and we'll just start right there. 5 hits, 3 runs, all those are earned. Walk 3, Sun Devils, struck out 5. Then it was Adam Arthur, Tazewell Butler with giving up the rest of the Arizona State runs, and Cohen Feaser did a round up the pitching lineup for the pitchers for K-State last night in Game 1, as K-State drops the opening game of a 3-game series to Arizona State. Cole Carlon, apparently one of the good pitchers in the conference, 5 strong, or I would say 5 solid, in 4 hits, 3 runs, all those earned. He had some control issues here. 5 walks. And K-State let him off the hook. 8 strikeouts by Carlon, Taylor Penn, Sean Fitzpatrick, who got the win for K-State. Only went 2 1/3. Finn Edwards, Derek Schaefer went 1 1/3. And, yeah, struck out 2 cats there to close out K-State in Twain Family Stadium last night. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. I was going to say something else. I was going to say something else, and now I totally lost that thought. But, yeah, so Arizona State offensively led by Dominic Samandino. He went 2-5 in the game yet last night and drove in a run in this ball game for Arizona State. On the flip side, D. Kennedy going deep again, and Caden Carl goes yard for K-State this ball game there as well. Nick English, your leadoff hitter for K-State last night, he did not get on base last night. There is Dante Lewis in a we haven't spoken about him in a minute here on this podcast. Dante Lewis came on as a pinch runner in this game. D. Kennedy, he only went 1-for-3 with his 2-run home run. My guy Chance Hero, again coming off of a Big 12 Player of the Week. Out of the previous series, he went 1-for-3 in the ball game there as well. So Micah Kendrick, your DH, went 1-for-5 in this ball game. So yeah, Arizona State obviously coming to play last night there as a hand. K-State is second loss at home, Twain Family Stadium there, and K-State. Yeah, you're. This conference game, obviously, they're going to be way more, right? So, well, you could probably say non-con, but I think, yeah, Big 12 conference play, yeah. So, you're going to need to pick it up a little bit here this afternoon at 4 o'clock, game 2, that is, later on this afternoon, if K-State's going to even up the series here there as well. But D. Kennedy, back to him real quick. In his last 8 games, he's stolen 6 bases, and still leads the conference now with 14 bases there. Caden Carl, star of this. Back-to-back games now with home runs, and to boot, his back-to-back home runs now are only his first home runs of his collegiate career. That's an eye-popper for you right there. In Arizona State, how I kind of underestimate him a little bit. Leads the all-time series against K-State, 6-2 now. And no matter how this plays out, Even if K-State were to come back and win a series, which, hey, it happened. It all starts this afternoon, game two. They'll still lead a series all the time. So that's quite shocking there as well. Yeah, 22 games, K-State being held less to 5 runs there. So in 22 games, K-State has been held to 5 or fewer runs in 7. Yeah, so Arizona State shut down, quieted the K-State offense, who came in there, honestly, in every game, in the last few games, three of the 4 games in conference play, K-State offensively has been raking. Double figures, double runs scored. Not last night, and that's like, I went through that quick. Like, K-State, they didn't do nothing. Now, yeah, they were leading this game, which, again, you got to hold, you're at home, you want to hold fort, right? In K-State, they have not, which has been, again, probably more alerting, because you should have swept Houston. You had to get Houston late, and Houston decided to go crazy. I know there was another game yet. The Columbia game still stands out at home, the home opener, and you let Columbia come all the way back. They were trailing like 5-6-1 or something like that. You let them come all the way back to steal that game. So Arizona State did accomplish a huge thing coming in to where K-State has been obviously good at home. We've talked about it in the past on this K-State podcast, that other K-State podcast, All Things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, Arizona State 5, Kansas State 4 last night in the first game of 3-game series this weekend at Toyton Family Stadium. Eddie Greer here about to close this out. But, yeah, man, so, you got to find a way to bounce back. So, we've seen it already with this team. And they look to bounce back later on this afternoon. Game 2 time is 4 o'clock. First pitch probably slightly after, probably like 4:04 or something like that there as well. So, yeah. So we'll see what happens later on this afternoon. K-State looks to get back in the win column. And oh, by the way, now they're 2-2 in the conference. K-State is. Arizona State, 16-5 on the season now. And now they move ahead of K-State, 3-1 currently in the conference play. So head coach Pete Hughes and company will look to bounce back at home in game 2 following giving up a late lead to Arizona State last night, as Arizona State rallied back from a 1-run lead in the 8th inning to snatch the opening game of a pretty big series early. So there's that. The Purple Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. You can get it where podcasts are found, free and available daily. One chance to record K-State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, you can find us pretty much everywhere now. Wherever you listen to, favorite platform, you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. There's great content, obviously, going on right now. And, of course, tomorrow night, again, the ladies basketball team will be back, right back in action here, as they look to get to the second round of the however they're going to play it, of the WBIT at home against Cal. That's tomorrow night. Meanwhile, K-State baseball looks to get back in the win column here and even up this series with the Sun Devils. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All Things K-State Sports. Again, Arizona State 5, K-State 4. Go Cats.